The only title this show cares about is the city's next one.
As the confetti flies, the colors are silver, blue, and red.
So we'll call it what it is. Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson on WEEI.
According to our last caller or emailer, that might have been a pregnant pause there by Bill Belichick before he said correct that Robert Kraft is not in the acknowledgments. WEEI Afternoons, we're talking about Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson, the interview. And I have some new information, Ted Johnson, that I think you'll find interesting. You know Bovada.
Yeah.
They put odds on everything. Literally. Dan Ball, what's that face for? Why are you looking down at me?
Do you
know where he's going?
I have no idea where you're going with this.
Wait till you hear where he's going.
Okay.
Oh, I can.
So apparently.
You won't guess.
Thanks to one of our aggregator friends, ML Football, the odds on how 73-year-old Bill Belichick and 24-year-old girlfriend Jordan Hudson met. Have dropped.
I was just saying to Dan, I don't believe the plane story, so that's funny.
Okay, so the options, the plane is not an option, just so you know. The original story is not an option. Met on Tinder is minus 140.
Can you imagine Bill Belichick's Tinder profile?
Okay, so we're...
they do have like a Tinder for celebrities, though. Raya, I believe it's called.
Oh, how do you know?
Because I'm a celebrity.
That's what I wanted right there. Thank you.
Keep going.
Okay, so Met on Tinder is the favorite at minus 140. Next Tinder. Up, we have a couple options that are tied in the odds. Through his daughter, Amanda Belichick, plus 550.
Nope.
God, I hope
zero
not.
Chance.
No nope. Chance. There is zero chance. Absolutely zero chance. Through a Belichick Foundation event, plus 550.
That's plausible.
I'm in on that. She would think, like, she likes the older chaps. I could see her being there for them.
Money would be involved, rich people.
And the next one.
Glitz, glamour. And then the next one at plus 850.
And a little pickle tickle.
Ashley Madison.
Oh.
Ted Johnson, your thoughts?
What's the other one? There's got to be one more category.
No, there isn't. That's it.
There's got to be one more.
Which is that?
SugarDaddy.com.
Exactly. Ted, I was just going to say SugarDaddy.com.
SugarDaddy.com's not on there.
Why do you guys know
about SugarDaddy.com? Ted, is that the one where you get on there and you choose, are you here for the sugar or the daddy?
Is that a real thing?
Yes, absolutely.
How do you guys know these things? Are you looking for sugar daddies?
So it's more common than you think. My man, is all I'm saying. All I can tell you is that I've known girls that have been on those sites.
Okay.
And they, for the men, I guess you can have a private, you can have privacy. You don't have to, people can't just see who you are. You have to kind of get permission to kind of talk to different girls.
Okay.
And so you can kind of be on that site without giving away your identity is what I'm told.
Do you have to give away your bank account? Like, you have to tell them how affluent you... To be a sugar daddy, you have money.
Yes. On this website, you do have to put...
Wait, no. You can get full access absolutely free, according to SugarDaddy.com.
It's a different website.
For your profile, if you're a man, you do have to put, you know, it does tell the girl how much net worth. But also, they would frame it as, like, it doesn't necessarily have to be, like, a sexual thing, right? You're a very successful business... No, I'm serious. You're a very successful businessman.
I just want some company for dinner.
Yeah, so you would pay a beautiful girl... to go to dinner with you, to go to any conferences that you have to go to, et cetera, et cetera.
What do you do after dinner?
Well,
just asking.
What two consenting adults agree to, none of my business.
I just, this is getting wilder and wilder.
The skinny bop.
The beauty of social media and the internet and us as a society.
Well, there's one thing that might give it away. I mean, you know, she has a prior relationship with someone who went public and had a statement about relationship early on, right? You guys know
that. Yes, the 68-year-old
businessman.
Said she was wise beyond her years.
Yeah.
Is she? I just saw her on CBS. She didn't seem wise beyond her years.
You know, she met Bill when she was 20, this businessman.
She's smart. She's just like, she too has a blind spot, Andy. The optics on this might not be something that she's familiar with, but she can be smart. She's obviously no dodo, just...
I have no idea what she is, honestly.
She might have certain
manipulative powers and work that world well in terms of playing that game, but I don't know how... I'm not saying she isn't intelligent. I'm not saying she is. I have no idea. 617-779-7937. Ted in the car, not our Ted, has an idea on what those Instagram numbers mean. What's up, Ted?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. I have a pretty good idea, I think, what the numbers mean, because... Bill has been well known as being a great clock management guy, and I think he's just tracking how much time it takes for effectiveness on his blue pills that he's taking now.
There we go.
Thanks
there
for the call,
go.
Ted.
All right. 36:59.
Appreciate
attaboy.
That's
not what he told us when we screened that call.
Yeah, what did he tell you guys that you said, yeah, Andy, take that call? What exactly?
I want to talk about the Red Sox bullpen.
Yeah, Slayton. Fitzy's right. He's great. 617-779-7937. Sean in the car wants to talk about how this cute couple met.
Yeah, how you guys doing? Love the show. EEI listener all the time. But thanks. I can't believe people haven't called this out sooner. She was a college student on a plane and was sitting next to Bill Belichick. Are you telling, well, with her, she's not a Silver Spoon kid. She wasn't flying first class. You can't tell me Bill was flying coach.
Yeah, it's not adding up. Yeah,
come on.
Not adding up.
All right, thanks.
He's always been flying coach class.
No, that's a great point. But we have to differentiate, Stiz. Do we believe the original story that they met on a plane?
No.
Because they weren't willing to talk about that story that's already out there.
Which is, that's almost a giveaway.
Shady.
Like, consistency is key. Wouldn't that be a cute story? Yeah, we met on the plane. It was a meet cute.
Yeah, we were flying back, and you know, I helped her with her homework. You may want to leave
and
that out.
And she posted the book today.
Oh, my God. This is turning into a Lolita story. I helped her with her homework.
That's
God.
What she said. They that talked is, about yeah, that philosophy. That was the original story. And if you're going to lie, consistency is the key in lying, I've been told. I wouldn't know anything about it. I'm the most truthful person ever. But I've been told if you're going to lie, keep consistent, right? We've all seen these interviews with, like, cops in the movies. Like, as soon as you start to have a little inconsistency, they pounce. They jump on you.
This is my prediction. I'm guessing that she goes dark for a long, like, I feel like we won't hear, I feel like this was a tipping point for Belichick and Jordan. That this is gotten to a point in which I think Bill's going to shut the whole thing down.
I hope so. I really
maybe,
hope so.
Maybe, you know, the fobs, the friends of Belichick, Ted, are like in crisis management mode. They're all like on a Zoom now.
That's
like
what I think. I think Bears is doing a consult with Jordan, and I just feel like this is, we've reached a kind of precipice on this story.
That could also be a negotiation of your earlier point that maybe North Carolina wants to consider moving on. Well, maybe there's, okay, Bill, we'll keep you, but she goes. She's out of the football world.
You know, step back and behind
just
the curtain.
Just be your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Just, be your girlfriend. Just show up at family events. When we have friends and family night, she can come over. When we have football practice or meetings or emails, she's not involved because she's not actually part of the program. Yes, Stiz.
So she posted this today on her Instagram stories. It's a picture of the book that supposedly when they met on the plane, Bill signed for her. It's dated February 1st, 2021. It says, Jordan, thanks for giving me a course on logic. Safe travels. And he signs it Bill Belichick and all the Super Bowls.
Can we get that authenticated? Do we know?
No, that's real.
That's what I'm saying.
No, it's real.
How do we know?
I have seen Bill's signature just like that a million times. He does that. Like, it's either a good copy or a good facsimile or that's
really Bill's. Okay, well, that might be a signature, but how do we know about the date? The date of it.
Oh, I don't know that.
Okay, well, then he could have just signed the book today.
No, but the date is not good for them. The date's actually bad for them.
Because that would make her
20.
A lot of people 24. Doing math on the fly.
No, she was. I have been told she was 20. I have been told that she celebrated her 21st birthday in a relationship with Bill Belichick. That is what I've been told. I cannot verify that necessarily, but I've been told by very good sources.
What do you think her dad thinks?
Does she have a dad?
Yeah, he's on her Instagram, daughter of a Maine fisherman.
Oh, that's why she's so into the lobster thing. Yes. She's always doing that, and I actually appreciate that. Here's a fun one.
I just stumbled across this on IG from Sports Illustrated. Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, has filed 17 trademark applications.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was the whole in, remember?
Chapel Bill version.
Ready?
Yeah.
All-time Belichick team, all Belichick team, Bellustrator. We doing all these as Ted? Yes, we are. Do your job. Dynasty. Ignore the noise. No days off. Peachy keen and wonderful. Saving Miss Daisy. The Belichick way. The Dynasty Bills version. Trail of salty tears.
Bills, the Dynasty Bills version?
I love it.
This is in the world?
Wow. Oh, my goodness. The Dynasty
Teddy's getting all riled up.
This is unreal,
not how
man.
That works,
what
Bill.
What the nuts is peachy keen and wonderful?
Saving Miss Daisy.
Who's Miss Daisy? Is she Miss Daisy? I mean, driving Miss Daisy
like,
is obviously the
sex tape.
Yeah.
Bellustrator, Bill's version. Chapel Bill's version. do your job. Like, Bill's version.
What does that mean, Bill's version?
That's a Taylor Swift thing. So she had a thing with her original music record where she didn't like it, bad breakup. So she re-recorded like all her songs.
No, to own her masters, Andy.
To own it.
Yeah.
So exactly. She doesn't own the original version. She owns the remastered Taylor's version.
Let me ask you guys this. Do you think what she's doing for Bill and all this, how she's helping Bill with social and all these types of things is because he's in the college game? If he was still coaching in the pros, do you think that Bill would be doing all these trademarks?
Well, that's what Cowherd, that's what his point was today. That because he is in college, he needs someone like Jordan to help him with the social media, to help attract these players. But I think I would argue, and everyone would agree, that it's backfired.
Is this attracting anyone?
Yeah, I mean, he had a worse recruiting class this year than they had last year.
No, about it all day. It's attracting attention and discussion and salacious tabloid-type media eyes and ears and voices, but it's not actually helping. I would say no, because Bears Najarian said something very simple when he was on Julian Edelman's podcast like a year ago. He said, yeah, it's a crazy world. You know, a couple months ago, we thought we were all going to Atlanta. So I don't think any of this would have happened, because I think Bears would be by his side if he was in the NFL, if it had worked out in Atlanta. But when he didn't go to Atlanta, Bill went his own media way. Bears went to BC with Bill O'Brien. And that's where I started the show. Has Bill lost his way, or did he lose his guide? Was Bears his guide through all these minefields of Bill's weirdness or whatever? And did he lose the good right-hand man and replace him with a terrible facsimile for the job? That's my question.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's legitimate. I think you can put a lot of credit. You don't have to like Bears. A lot of people in New England, media members, players.
A-hole.
Okay, you might be one. I know Bledsoe
hated him. Jerk.
That whole thing. But I think he did a pretty good job.
It's Fitzy. You don't believe me? I'll tell you some stories.
Okay, off air. But he did a job.
I offended him.
And he did. So did Drew. Didn't Drew send him flowers on Secretary Day?
No, that was Max Lane.
Oh, Max Lane sent him flowers.
He didn't think that was
he didn't
funny.
He didn't see the humor in that?
Nope. Didn't find it funny.
Yeah, that may have left.
Relax, Bears.
617-779-7937. Back to the phone lines here. John in Worcester, where they met Belichick and Jordan. What's up, John?
Yeah, so you guys figured it out from the way beginning. You guys said that her mom owns a sex store, like a good, you know, good sex toy store or whatever. And that's where he probably met Jordan. When he went in there to go buy something, she felt bad, so she got with him.
All right, thanks for the call, John. I appreciate the laugh at the end of your own call and your own joke. Sex toy store. I don't know. That's facts. Stiz did the legwork.
Yep.
Jordan.
It does. In the article that I found that showed me that the mom manages the sex store, it says Lee has interacted with Bill on many occasions and speaks kindly about him in their relationship.
Oh, yeah.
He went in there for the Jordan and found the Jordan.
Can you imagine?
Do you have this in a different size?
CBS Morning News, just, you know, doing a little interview with Sit Down. How did you guys meet?
And it all
my mom runs a sex shop. On their website, their mission statement: our store is not just a shopping experience, it's a sexual education. The purpose of our sex museum is to preserve and present the history, evolution, and cultural significance of human sexuality.
Wait, Jordan is his mom is an expert in sex.
There's a museum?
I guess so.
So like
road trip.
What's in a? Can we broadcast live?
Afternoon road show.
I can set up the Comrex down there. I'm good at that now. I'll set up my phone for the Twitch. We'll be in a sex museum. This is the craziest story that continues to unfold.
I thought we were talking some draft today. We'll talk tomorrow.
We got plenty of time for draft.
I've sent in 10,000 different things on Travion Henderson that I want Stiz and Dan to play for us. So let's get to them tomorrow.
There is a gift from the talk radio sports gods, you run with it. Mana from heaven or whatever.
Mana from heaven, yeah.
Mana from heaven, baby. We are eating it up down here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, we get to odds and ends. Which, this has kind of been an odd show, so I guess it's appropriate that we have odds and ends at the end here. WEEI Afternoons.